When investigators finally searched the house, they found 57 designer handbags, most of them Louis Vuitton, a 2021 BMW, 8 bottles of ultra-premium tequila, and stacks of cash stuffed inside a mini-fridge, all of it traced back to a school district's finance office. The money was supposed to teach children how to read. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Two Southern California school officials stole almost $20 million combined from some of the poorest classrooms in the state. One is serving nearly 6 years in federal prison. The other got probation. Here's how both of them got away with it for years, and who was supposed to be watching. A new watchdog report from the State Financial Officers Foundation and Open the Books combed through 6 years of U.S. Department of Education Inspector General filings and found nearly 90 fraud cases across 24 states, totaling roughly $225 million. Two of the costliest cases in that entire national report happened less than 40 miles apart in Southern California. Jorge Armando Contreras was the Magnolia School District's own Senior Director of Fiscal Services, a preschool through sixth grade district in Anaheim and Stanton, where more than 80% of students are classified as low income. Janice Buckner ran Community Preparatory Academy, a charter operation with campuses in South Los Angeles and Carson, authorized by the Los Angeles Unified School District's Charter Schools Division. Both administrators pleaded guilty in federal court. Between them, prosecutors say, they stole just shy of $20 million, the figure the New York Post rounded, accurately, to $20 million even. Here's how Contreras did it, because the mechanism matters. From August 2016 through July 2023, according to the Justice Department, he wrote more than 250 unauthorized checks on district accounts, each one somewhere between $11,000 and $95,000. He filled out the payee line in a small font as MSD, the district's own initials, with the letters spaced far apart. A colleague would sign off on what looked like a routine payment to the district itself. Once the signature was secured, Contreras went back and filled in the gaps between those spaced-out letters to spell a completely different, fictitious payee, then deposited the checks into his own account through ATMS. 7 years, 250 checks, $16,694,942. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada didn't mince words at sentencing. Instead of using his job at a public school district to help socioeconomically disadvantaged children, he said, Contreras embezzled millions upon millions of dollars, which he flagrantly spent on a luxury home, car, and designer clothes and accessories. Investigators seized roughly $7.7 million in traceable property, the Yorba Linda house, the BMW, the handbags, the tequila, the cash in the mini-fridge. Contreras pleaded guilty in March of 2024. A federal judge gave him 70 months, 5 years and 10 months, plus full restitution. Buckner's version was smaller in dollar terms, but if anything, more brazen. From early 2014 through November 2019, she stole $3,168,346 from Community Preparatory Academy. By the Justice Department's own accounting, nearly a third of all the public money the school received in that window. $220,614 of it went straight to Disney cruises and theme parks. The rest went to Amazon, Etsy, private school tuition for her own kids, and 3 residential properties she later agreed to forfeit. A routine 2018 compliance audit found the school's accounts had paid out directly to Disney, Louis Vuitton, Girl Scouts, Ticketmaster, Uber, a children's dentistry practice, Williams-Sonoma, a beauty pageant company, and a mortuary. That's not a school budget. That's a lifestyle, laundered through a nonprofit's checking account. And then the two sentences landed on opposite planets. Contreras, nearly 6 years in federal prison, every dollar ordered repaid. Buckner, 3 years of probation, no prison time at all, and restitution set at $2.5 million, roughly $668,000 less than what she admitted stealing. Two comparable thefts from two vulnerable school communities, one outcome that looks like justice, and one that looks like a parking ticket. It isn't just these two. Southern California courts have handed down similarly light sentences in other school money cases, even when the amounts were smaller. A Southern California nun who embezzled more than $835,000 in school funds got 1 year. The deterrent value of any of these prosecutions seems to depend less on how much was stolen than on which courtroom and which year a defendant happens to land in. Magnolia School District is governed by a 5-member elected board of trustees, which hired and retained Contreras as its top finance officer for 7 straight years, without ever flagging the pattern. Superintendent Frank Donovan has led the district since 2015. Community Preparatory Academy answered to LA Unified's Charter Schools Division, which gave it no rating higher than developing on governance every single year since the school opened in 2014 and renewed its charter anyway multiple times. LA Unified board member Nick Melvoin, who chairs the board's Charter Oversight Committee, later publicly defended the division's handling of the case. Above both of them sits California's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurmond, a Democrat, whose office oversees the funding formula both schools drew from, and Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, who has proposed shifting control of the state's education department into his own office, even as the oversight structure he already runs missed both of these cases for years. Neither scheme was caught by a state audit or a legislative inquiry. The Buckner case surfaced through a compliance audit years after the warning ratings began. The Contreras case surfaced only after an outside referral led to a federal complaint, 7 years after his first fraudulent check. The national picture makes the local one look almost routine. Of the 20 largest federally funded school districts in the country, only 3 ever appear in the Inspector General's records at all. LA Unified, the second largest school district in America, and the very body that licensed Buckner's charter, is not one of the 3. Only $67 million of that $225 million national total has even been ordered repaid, and it's not clear how much of that has actually been collected. Months before this report published, President Trump posted on Truth Social that his administration had opened a broader fraud investigation into California's finances, not this case specifically, but the same climate of scrutiny that put Anaheim and South Los Angeles under a national spotlight. 2 Southern California school officials, entrusted with money meant for some of the state's poorest students, stole almost $20 million between them. One through 250 forged checks over 7 years, the other through a charter school checking account that somehow kept paying Disney and Louis Vuitton. One is serving nearly 6 years in federal prison, the other is on probation. The elected boards, the Charter Oversight Division, and the state education office that were supposed to catch this didn't. A federal referral did. This has been Civic Intelligence. Explore every source for yourself. The Justice Department's sentencing memos, the SFOF and Open the Books report, LA Unified's own ratings at civicintelligence.news. If this show is worth your time, subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.